Good morning, 7:39 News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's a Pensacola Morning News. Mike Wood is the public information officer for the Pensacola Police Department. Mike, welcome back to the show, sir.
Good morning.
Good morning. So let's start with this. It's something we've talked about many times, but I just haven't had a chance to talk with you about it. The announcement discovery that ShotSpotter had gotten vetoed by the governor because it had a line in there that read Alex Andrade, because they can't think of any other reason that it would be thwarted. But, you know, this is a problem. This is a loss, obviously, for the sheriff's department and for the police department. I'm assuming that you guys are not either able to or going to find other funding, or are you going to try to keep the program without state funding?
Well, we're certainly going to look, because that program has been very good to us. We've had incidents where people have been shot and we did not receive a single 911 call on it. We only got it because of ShotSpotter, and there's been other incidents where shots were fired, and again, we just didn't get a call on it. So it's a very valuable tool for this area, and we hope to see it. Keep going. It's funded through the end of the year, but we may have to step back and punt after that.
It's pretty expensive. What is it? $350 for the joint operation between the city and the county. Is that right?
Yeah, I believe that's the figure that I heard.
Okay. And speaking of that, by the way, we just had an incident this past week that took place at the Wahoo Stadium where there was a shootout of sorts and like 10 shots, I guess. And it's my understanding that the only reason we knew to respond was because it was a ShotSpotter detection. Is that right?
That's right. It was a ShotSpotter call. Once again, the officers can get that notification on their phones, are capable of doing that, and on their laptops even before dispatch even gets it. So it cuts down on response time, and it also enables us to get there fast in order to preserve the scene and preserve evidence. So it's a valuable program, and we certainly don't want to see it go away. And I know that the Chief Randall and Sheriff Simmons are doing everything they can to be able to keep this, but if the funding's not there, it's just not there.
Yeah, and particularly with that incident at Wahoo's, as I understand it, this was some teenagers, adults maybe by the legal definition, but like, you know, 18, 17, 19, kind of that vicinity. It was my understanding that this was a fight that broke out because somebody got upset about a firework being shot near them or near their car or something like that. But the part that caught my attention was, they had guns, and they all made an agreement. We want to fight, but this is not going to be a gunfight, so we're going to put our guns away, and then we're going to fisticuffs it up. And then apparently somewhere after that, one of the ones broke the treaty and decided to go get a gun out of the car and started shooting. Is this about what happened?
Yeah, that's what I read in the report. We were happy to see that pre-fight agreement. You don't get to see that often. But they did agree to not use weapons, and wish more people would do that more often, but that didn't last too long. So a weapon was introduced at some point, and shots were fired into the air. Fortunately, nobody was hit.
And this was a case of, several people and multiple guns, right? I guess one gun who belonged to somebody else and all that kind of stuff. But multiple, again, 18-ish years old. I don't know if there were any minors involved. You tell me. But multiple people, multiple guns, 10 gunshots, and you have apprehended several people, right?
Yes, there have been arrests made and could be some more.
Okay, and three juveniles, the one 18-year-old and three juveniles, and there's more you're looking at. Okay, very
right.
Good. How was 4th of July? Always a big event for the city of Pensacola, and, you know, lots of officers downtown. I was out of town. I watched the fireworks at a baseball game in Greenville, but how did it go here?
It went well. The weather ended up cooperating, but just before it got started, we had a pedestrian get hit by a car on Tarragona, which is right down where a lot of people were coming into that area, so we had to shut that down. The injuries were pretty serious, but it looks like the individual is going to be okay now. But it did snarl traffic even worse than it usually does. But overall, it was a good night.
I'm glad serious injuries, I'm glad they survived. But, like, we just had this at the – was it one or both the MLK parade and the Fiesta parade where right before the parade a pedestrian got hit by a car, right?
Yeah, we had one before the Fiesta parade.
Fiesta only, okay.
At Garden in Palafox.
Okay, all right, wow, that's just super strange. Okay. Also, there was a story, I don't know if it's a new thing or if it's maybe a little bit older, but there was a story about the NPPS score, the Need for Patrol Presence score, that was being used to tell you guys whether you were patrolling in the proper places to decide what the beat borders were because of, you know, where incidents were coming from. Is this a new thing? Was this an older thing? And it, I guess it was, it's been used by the PPD in the last year, but tell me about this.
Yeah, it's a study that was done over a year ago, and what we got out of that was we needed to keep officers, more officers on the north end, which is the furthest part away from the Pensacola Police Department, and a lot of times they had to go down there for various reasons and leave that area. And that problem has been solved since we put in the North Precinct at Pensacola State College.
Oh, great. Okay, so that's working out really well. It's been, about a year that that's been operational? 6 months, something like that?
Yes.
Okay. Mike, one of the things that was a news story that caught a lot of social media traction anyway, I thought the story was actually a lot less interesting than other people did apparently, but you guys have an MOA, a Memorandum of Understanding signed with Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE. I suppose everything that says ICE in it is now, you know, massive sharing, but whatever. But when I read down into the story, it looked like there was only one officer who had volunteered for the duty and they hadn't even been trained yet. So it's not this big sweeping change to PPD protocols, right?
No, it's not. And what you said is right. We have one officer that will be trained in order to do the work with ICE if it's needed. This is not something that we're going to proactively go do and looking for people. That's not how this works. This is if, in case they are needing our assistance in some way. We do have an officer that's trained into what their needs are. And then that's basically it. And I think you'll see that with other departments in the future.
Okay, so just to clarify, the tech park is not being turned into the Pensacola Alcatraz. PPD is not, or whatever weird things people come up with. There's always some crazy story. All right. Hey, we always like to end with a did you know or a cop myth. You have one for me this week?
Yeah, this is about passing. When you're passing a car, obviously, if the center line, the yellow line is broken, you're able to pass. But it's not legal to exceed the posted limit to pass another vehicle. And we hear that a lot when people are stopped for speeding on radar. Well, I had to pass that vehicle for one reason or another, but you still must maintain the speed limit. If the car view is doing the speed limit and you pass that car, then you have exceeded it, which is a violation. And I want to also say that speeding can be criminal. In Florida, if you're driving 30 miles an hour or more over the posted speed limit, it is a criminal. So if you're in a 70-mile-per-hour zone and you're traveling slower than 50, you can also be issued a citation for going too slow. So was that too much at one time?
No, it's a lot of good stuff, and I like you reminding people about the new super speeder law. I will say I think it's a dangerous thing that the legislature has forced you to enforce, because if, you know, the speed limit is 60 and somebody's going 56 and I pass them at 60, it's going to take a while. But if I'm going to obey the law, that's what's going to happen. Although what would be safer is obviously, which is I think what most everybody does, is to go, you know, 65 or 70 around them. But it's, you know, it's good to know the law you're breaking, even if it seems like that would be the safer thing to do. So I always want people to know what the law actually is. So I appreciate that. Mike Wood, he is the public information officer at the Pensacola Police Department. As always, Mike, thank you for the time. Thanks for keeping us safe. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.